Ooh, hello, hello.
Check.
Check it. Check, check, check it.
You.
Hate that.
That's why I do it. Why do you hate it?
I don't know.
Is it just grating?
I think because you do it.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Because it's you. I don't mean that. I don't mean that at all, Josh.
The holiday season, too.
I'm
thanks.
I'm thankful for
no,
you.
No, you're not. When
the people that you know don't like you and your treasured friendships end, tune into this podcast where your artificial friend.
Did I tell you, Owen?
Sings that now?
I go, last week, I said, he was asking about if my work was burning down. And I was like, no. And then I'm like, he goes, well, what about the work, the weekend work? Because I tell him when I'm coming to do here, I say I'm going to work.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Nice.
And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, you know, the other job. And I'm like, what job? And he goes, when the people that you I just started laughing. I was like, Sydney, what are you doing? So she puts it on until she like predicts when
the F-bombs are coming?
Start coming, and she just like presses pause and yeah. So
Owen, really?
Yeah. Hey Owen,
let's
love you, buddy.
That. Fuck. Never do that again.
So I was saying fuck.
Might warn her about this episode.
Yeah.
That's a bad
this
idea.
This is not an Owen-friendly episode, Cindy.
I think we ruin Santa Claus and stuff, don't we?
Oh, shit. I never even thought about that.
I mean, there's unholy things going on here.
God, I'm going to have to talk to that woman when I get home. We're going to have to.
Little wag of the finger.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, heavens. Happy Thanksgiving week episode.
Yes. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Well, this is like, to me, this is officially the kickoff of the holiday season. Right?
It is. This is magical.
But I still think that everybody's jumping the gun with the Christmas decorations.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And the commercials. It almost makes me angry when I see that.
Those
crap.
People are crazy.
Yeah.
But it is a nice time of year. I really like it.
We're
talking on Saturday,
yes.
The Saturday before Thanksgiving. This will probably be published tomorrow on Sunday before Thanksgiving, and you know, the week has begun. A lot of people have next week off. You know, like our kids have the entire week off from school.
Oh, really?
And Laura works there, so you know she gets the week off as well. I have a full week of work to do, but you have work, but like all the management is away, so it's just going to be kind of a light week.
We're definitely going to be having some good times. You know what I just realized that I don't miss?
No,
you said that you have to work all week. I just had this flashback of working at the Sound during the holidays and how bad it sucked.
You didn't like it?
No. Well, no, I was low man on the totem pole, so everybody be taking vacations, and then everybody wanted the same day off, and I'm like, everybody would say, I can't work this day, and I couldn't get anybody to work. How do you get somebody to work December 24th from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m.?
Well, Dave made it first come, first served, so yeah. I would request my Christmas time off like in April.
I'm not gonna say any names, but there are some people who are just like, part time, and they're like, "Yeah, I'm gonna be out Christmas week and New Year's week," and it's like, that's kind of the time that we need you. That's for the full time to be taken.
For people that don't know, I can't imagine anybody would tune in that doesn't that could possibly care. But we're talking about a LA radio station that we worked at together, and that is no more. And but this is true for all radio stations.
Yeah.
If you are a part timer. And I have been,
yeah.
You know, if you're new to the business, and we all have been, you are really most valuable during the holidays when you can do shit that everybody else can't.
That was your time to shine.
That's it.
You know what I mean? This is like, this is why we're putting you in the game, kid.
And what you do. You go in and you make yourself indispensable by always being that guy who bails them out. And then you get trusted with more and more.
Exactly.
And they say, okay, there's somebody who isn't going to burn down the radio station. Yep. And, you know, and you.
But on the other hand, those weeks were great because Dave would call out and then we would screw around the whole time.
Yeah,
I hope Dave's not listening. listening.
We'd order pizza or throw the football in the hallway.
There was a lot of thrown football around the hallway.
Wasn't that the time of year when I broke the exit sign?
That might have been. Yeah, it was Sammy. I had nothing to do with that, and I was like, as soon as it happened, I ran to my office.
I zinged
it. My ball, too.
I zinged a ball, a Nerf ball.
Yeah, the Steelers football.
Zinged it across the sales department, probably, I don't know, 30, 40 feet, and it just whacked right into that
just exit shattered
sign.
It.
Well, no, it dropped. It was hanging by the wire.
Yeah, you weren't very good with that ball. Remember, you hit Mark Thompson right in the face of it. You nailed him, and it was like,
we were doing it between the offices, and he walked
in
the hall.
You were playing catch, and he was in between us, but he was facing me, and you threw it, and right as you threw it, he like turned to walk towards you, and he put his face right into the football, and it was like this uncomfortable smack sound.
Yeah, it was like Marsha Brady.
Yeah.
Oh, my nose.
And it was like the second day he was on the air here too. So we were all like very new with each other. We're like, I'm just like, oh my God, is he gonna kill us? And he just started laughing. But yeah, you were good with that football.
Yeah, I had some problems. I had to go then after I broke the exit sign and go tell the engineer.
Who was just the grumpiest man in the planet.
Not a happy person. And he just shook his head at me. And
I would, when there was like technical issues there, I would go and ask every single person what the problem could be before I would go to him. Because I was like, if there's any other way I can get this fixed without asking this. He was a nice guy. He was a crusty old engineer.
He wouldn't take guff from anybody.
Yeah.
And
like if you got a virus on your computer, I just dread it. I just stare at it for like half an hour. Yeah. Like maybe I should just bring my laptop in so I don't have to ask him to fix this.
But I remember I was trying to tape it up, tape the sign up back up to the ceiling, and he comes by and sees me. He's like, just stop. Oh, I love him.
So holidays.
Yeah.
What do you guys got planned? What are you doing?
Well, I'll be working on a shed.
Yeah. Thanksgiving shed.
Good God. Yeah. We'll talk more about that in the next edition. But I've got to get it up before. Well, the rain's supposed to come like on Wednesday.
Coming, yep.
And I don't have a roof on right now.
Yep. You can put a tarp on it.
Yeah. I don't want to do that. But I might have to.
What?
But that's what every waking moment I have that isn't consumed
that
with
would
work
bug
is going to be doing that.
That would bug me. No, and it's like every day it's not fixed. You know, it's like taking like a Lego set and building the whole thing and not putting the last piece on. Right. It would just drive me up a wall. And be like, it needs to be done. Well, it needs to be fixed.
And when you came in, and you're like, you go, what are you doing this weekend? I said, well, I'm working on the shed. And you're like, still? It's not done yet? And I'm like, let me dispel a misconception. I haven't been over here the entire time working on this for the last month. I get like an hour.
Right.
In the afternoon from after I've gotten everything done, picked up all the kids, done everything, done all the chores around the house, and then I've got like an hour and a half before Lara comes home from,
right.
Work.
There's only so much you can do.
And in that hour, it takes, 20 minutes to get all your tools out, 20 minutes to put all your tools away. So I'm left with like 40 minutes to try to do something. And like, well, where was I? And I'm building it from my, a blueprint in my head.
Right.
So it's not like, step 142, insert bolt into, I have to engineer it as I go. So it takes a while to do this. And I don't know shit about making A-frame trusses. I had some mechanical engineering courses. And I understand, basic, moments of force. And
when you
what
go
to
bed
do,
at
but,
night, like there's,
oh yeah,
a, there's,
mapping
there's,
out.
A, there's
oh,
like
yeah.
that. There, there's that like 20 minutes where you just lay there and kind of decompress. Do you just sit there and go, okay, well, if I maybe put this thing here and I maybe tack this up over here and I could do this.
Oh yeah. Oh, I'm always running through a list in my head of parts that I need. And, okay, so I have to get some more joist hanger nails, 1.5-inch galvanized. I've got to go and I've got to get some drywall screws.
Then you wake up in the morning, you don't remember shit. You're just like, what the hell?
Well, I'm continually going through it, and it never stops until I ruminate on shit like that.
So you're gonna spend like your like all of the holiday built fixing the shed?
No,
finishing the shed.
I want to be.
If like we just stopped right now, right? And I said, nobody's gonna bother you until this is done. How long would it take to get it done? If I said starting tomorrow morning when you wake up, nobody's in your hair. You can just do it.
I had unlimited energy and could just work on it.
I'm not unlimited.
I wouldn't need to sleep. How much?
No, like I'm just saying, like if nobody bothered you, and if this was your job, if I was paying you to do this, like how long do you think it would take you to get
the whole thing
to finish?
Start to finish?
From here now, from here till the end.
24 hours, 24 solid. So three days. Yeah, because I need to.
But why? Because you only got the roof to put on.
Only have the roof to put
on. Well, everything else took like 2.5 days.
This is not a shitty little shack that you buy out in front of Home Depot. This isn't one of those things that's just made out of particle board and 1x3. It's actually on a concrete slab that was there, and it's built to withstand an earthquake. I mean, we're in California. It's not going to fall over. It's insulated so that I can put things out there.
So you can put air conditioning.
I could put things like, perhaps musical instruments and things like that if I needed to.
True.
I don't have any to put out there. But
you do. You got one right there.
A guitar shed. But there won't be any room for that because the thing's already full up. I'm just looking at I could barely fit all that shit over there in the thing. It's going to have a roof with ventilation so that it doesn't get hot as God's butt.
Well, aren't you afraid that a critter's getting in there then with ventilation? Why?
The only
bats.
Only thing ventilated. There's going to be like a screened ventilation of the attic part. It's just a small, 18-inch tall peak of an attic that you get air moving through that, and the ceiling is insulated and the walls are, so that it tends to stay cooler. And that's how houses are cool. A lot of times in the summer, we don't even need to turn on the air conditioning because, it's the air will move through the house.
What are you eating for Thanksgiving?
You're tired of shed talk? We've just started.
No. What do you think? What's the deal? What are you going to make?
You made me angry.
First of all, are you doing it here? Are you doing inviting people over? Are you going somewhere? What's your Thanksgiving dinner plans?
Well, I'm still angry about the shed. You can't make me turn on a dime like that.
Why not?
Because I got to put the roof on. I got to shingle it. I've got to paint the thing. I've got to finish the siding up underneath the eaves and all that kind of stuff.
Well, if you just get the roof on, you can do the other shit whenever you want.
Yeah, but like the backside of it, like the top piece of siding on the back, I can't do that if the roof is on. I've got to do it like over the back of it because there's no room.
Is it going to hang over into the neighbor's property?
You know what? I was dealing with that.
It is, isn't it?
Because they're tools.
I know.
And so it hangs over the fence that they illegally built their fence on top of.
Right.
But I look down the property line and the brick, the cinder block wall I've got in the front part of the property that, matches up with the gate, the fence out front.
Yeah.
This fence is set in like a width of cinder block, so this is like 7 or 8 inches in from the property line.
Okay,
so I can hang over it if I want.
That what happens if they just take a chainsaw and trim off like 2 inches of your? What do you call that? An eave or what's the overhang called?
Soffit. I don't know.
Soffit.
Yeah. I will. I'll kill them.
We had this crazy ass neighbor, this lunatic, when we lived in Little Armenia. Did you know I was the Duke of Little Armenia?
I didn't know it was a title.
Yes,
I thought it was an honorary thing.
No, I handed the title back in when I moved in. When me and the Duchess moved to North Hollywood.
Yeah,
I gave it back to the people.
Now you're the Earl of Panorama City.
But I, for a good 3-4 years of my life, I was the Duke of Little Armenia. We lived in, we had this house. It was two houses in the middle of, like, right off Sunset, right by Western. You know where that Shakey's is?
Yes.
It was right. It was like right beside the Shakey's.
I've eaten there.
I've never eaten there, and I lived by there for 4 years. Anyway, I tried to get my friend's name on the sign for his birthday. They wouldn't put it up.
Why not?
Because I don't know. Because they're tools, and I didn't really try it too hard. I was in Shakey's. I'm not going to argue with some teenager that's making $4 an hour. But we had this neighbor. It was the biggest D-bag in the world, right? And he was a lunatic. He had this back house that was like a one-bedroom house with, you know, kitchen and living room. And we had like a four-bedroom in the front. And the driveway went past his house. Anyway, he was just a complete D-bag. And he felt that there were parking spots that we were using that were his, even though he had only had one vehicle and nobody ever came over him. Right. Oh, and he had this stupid little dog named Mowgli. Anyway.
Mowgli?
Mowgli. I don't know. Mowgli? It was from The Lion King?
Yeah, Mowgli.
Yeah, it was one of those hairless chihuahua. It was just hideous. And, oh God, I want to say his name. I'm not going to say his name. But he put these plastic... these plastic planter boxes, right? He put them around his parking spots. So he took three parking spots, and he was like the only guy living there. I'm like, why do you need three parking spots? There's four dudes up here. There's like eight spots, and you're taking three of them. So one day I took my Camry back there. I ran all over his planter boxes, and that started the war. And then he came up to our front of our house and cut down all of the vegetation around our house. And then finally they got him evicted. But he was wow. Such a – yeah. Have you ever had any – what's the worst neighbor you ever had?
Oh, it's not even close.
Because I had another. This guy's not even the worst neighbor I had.
When we used to live in a townhouse, and we shared a wall.
Yeah.
With this guy who nationality usually doesn't matter, mm-hmm. But it was it's germane to what he would barbecue fish right outside our window. Ugh. You know, out in the balcony that's right next to ours.
Right.
An Israeli guy, and that's like the only thing he ate is barbecued fish. So it's constantly the stench of fish.
I mean, it's not a bad smell, but if it's all the time and it's in your house, you know what I mean?
And it's wafting in there all the time. And late at night, you know, like 1 o'clock in the morning, here's the barbecued fish. It's time for Dan to have a party again. And he was a very loud talker on his phone, and the phone was always, he didn't know how to have a hands-free, you know, with headphones or anything.
Right.
And it's just whoever's on the other end was shouting even louder than he was. And
so you could hear them too?
Yes. And
now was this, you said you shared a wall. I mean, he wasn't up, it wasn't like upstairs.
No, it was okay. Next to us.
Right.
And he had this stereo system, one of those, you know, Bose stereo systems that he would play incredibly loudly. I mean, it sounded like, I don't know what he was watching, but it sounded like he was watching Delta rocket launches every single night. And it was so loud, I shit you not, it rattled the picture frames on our wall. And I just heard the bzzz, you know, the picture frames, the glass was rattling in them. And we couldn't hear our TV without turning it up incredibly loud. And even then we were competing. And we have a kid that's upstairs sleeping.
Yeah.
And you know,
we bought is because once we got on, it was like, all right, this isn't even funny anymore. It's a new type of ball game.
So I go over there many, many times, and I just, you know, I'm like, Dan, I just beg you, please. It's so loud. Is there any way you could turn that down?
Was he young?
He was like, yeah, like my age.
All right, so no.
So is that the answer?
No. So no.
Back then. And he.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out if he was like a young party guy that was always up till 4 a.m. or whatever.
You know, he was early 40s, late 30s, early 40s.
Because, I mean, who stays up and listens to music and barbecues fish every night? You got to be a partier.
But he was going so long with it and so loud. And I would go over and I'm like, please, please, I beg you. I've got a kid sleeping upstairs. We can't even hear our TV.
Was it ethnic music?
No, it was like loud. It was a first-person shooter video games.
Oh, it wasn't even music.
Action movies, okay. Or some shit.
I was just thinking music. Also, then you get like the car wreck and it goes.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, and guns, you know, gun battles and all this shit. And I'm like, okay, you know, how many Gone in 60 Seconds movies can you watch? And so anyway, I beg him and beg him and beg him. And finally, one night, I'm like, could you just come, leave it on, and just come over here. Let me just show you what I'm dealing with. I think then you'd understand. If you, please, come in and spend a minute. He's like, no, I'll turn it down. And I'm like, honest to God, I'm worried for you. I'm worried for your hearing. This has to be damaging your hearing. And he said, well, you know, actually, I kind of hard of hearing.
Oh, like, that's why.
Well, that explains.
That's why he's screaming.
Well, okay. Well, okay. Now I understand why you have to watch these movies so loud. But man, I this is you. Home theater is a term. It doesn't mean you have a Cineplex in your house.
And
this
it's
is too loud.
Also, I think people sometimes when they get in one of those communal living situations where you're living in an apartment or like a triplex or something like that, they don't realize that the actions that you do, the things that you are doing, are also sometimes affecting the other people. Like if you live on the second floor, don't wear these big clogs on hardwood floors and just run around at 4 a.m. And it's that shit like that. It makes me nuts. Makes me nuts.
And it was crazy because in every other way, this guy's the nicest guy. Yeah. Every time I see him, hi, how you doing? What, you know, so, you know, friendly and personable and all of that. But it's just like, why is this so hard to figure that you can't do this shit at home?
We lived in North Hollywood. It was a triplex and, we were on the first floor and the second unit was above us and the third unit was kind of in the front of the house. So we shared a wall with somebody and the people above us, their floor was our ceiling. And when we first moved in, there was a great young couple in there and they got it and they were super cool and they moved out after a year. And then this white trash group moved in, all right? And they bring these two giant German shepherds. One of them's half dead. And the other one's just like borderline aggro. And all right, so I'm sitting there, and they have like a balcony coming off their back door, right? That is right over top of my back door, and that's how I get into my place. So one time, I'm standing there talking to my neighbor, trying to unlock my back door, okay? And the old ass dog. They let the old ass dog come out to take a leak. Well, it's so old, it doesn't even make it down the stairs. It just takes a giant leak on their deck, but it's a wood deck, right? And I'm standing there talking to my neighbor, and I just get covered with old ass dog urine. And I mean, it was like somebody dumped a bucket on me. And the neighbor's like staring at me, and I'm like, like, what the? And I just start F-bombing, and I'm like, he's not sure what's going on because he's like far enough away. He's not sure he saw this. And then that was one thing. And then another time somebody flushed a t-shirt down the toilet. the guy, like because we were in the bottom floor, you know how when the main line gets blocked, right? The backup comes to the lowest toilet in the facility. So I would just be sitting there, and all of a sudden, sewer water would just be rolling into my living room, coming out of my thing. So I have to run out and pop this thing off, and then it looks like there's turds floating around my back patio. So sure enough, they call the guy to come out, and he snakes it, and I'm like, well, what? Because he's asking me, he's like, oh, do you maybe do feminine hygiene pads? I'm like, no, it's not us. We didn't do anything. And he's just like, oh, I don't know. So then he snakes it, and I'm like, well, what? you know, gets all cleaned up, and I'm like, well, what was it? And he's like, so somebody's flushed a t-shirt. So these idiots upstairs flushed a t-shirt. Who flushes a t-shirt? Right. And then one time I was out there sitting there, this is when I smoked, so I would go outside to have a cigarette, and then I'm sitting at a little like table just outside, minding my own business, twilight, maybe like 8 o'clock in a summer night, and they're up there partying, and all of a sudden I just hear this, somebody runs across the deck and just goes, bleh! That barfs right down, like 6 feet away from me. And I'm just like, what the hell is going on? So those people actually got evicted. Those were the worst people I ever lived beside. And then the front neighbors, nice guy, but he had an electric drum kit. And he would get so effed up, he'd put headphones on and play drums, but that kick drum,
oh, right,
is still, you're just mashing on the floor, yeah, every single, so it's just like, and he'd play like Rush, and he'd be sitting around there just rocking out. And then the guy beside us, he also a super nice guy, the next door neighbor, he would take, what's that stuff that it's like, he would take some medication that's supposed to help you fall asleep.
Oh,
except he's like, dude,
Ambien.
Yeah, Ambien, I think. And we're gonna have to put like the drug warning on this one. But he goes to me one time. He's like, dude, you know what's great? And I'm like, what? He's like, if you take a bunch of Ambien and you like force yourself to stay awake, it's like tripping balls, man. So I would wake up at 6 a.m. on a Sunday, and he would be rocking out to Foo Fighters, and I know he just stayed up all night playing Call of Duty and taking Ambien, and it would be so loud, I had to go over and tell him at like 6 a.m., can you please turn down the Foo Fighters on a Sunday?
Oh, God.
Yeah, that place, we loved it, but it was just a nightmare. Nightmare.
All right. This guy would bring home a couple of girls, and they would be up then after we went to bed and gave up downstairs. Yeah. And it's like, okay, this is just going to, we can't deal with this.
But he just bring over girls and scream at them.
It's 9 o'clock. I guess we go to bed. We go upstairs, go to our room. Then they go upstairs to the bedroom and be making incredible noise for hours.
The next neighbors bought a beer. Our neighbors had hardwood floors, okay? The upstairs neighbors, after they got rid of the white trash people, they got two 21-year-old bodybuilders, right, that were out just pulling tail all night, and they would come home at like 3 a.m, turn on the
exactly,
and then bust out a ping pong table and play beer pong, and then he'd bring these hussies over in their high heels. They're all up there screaming. I got a 1-year-old who's just I can't believe he never woke up from that shit.
Oh, they love it. The more noise, the better.
Oh, I would just be like, at one point in time, something happened where I thought somebody broke into Owen's room and was trying to steal him. Because, like, I don't know, they decided to go bowling upstairs that day.
So, happy Thanksgiving episode.
Yeah, so we got sidetracked.
we are going to have it here. We're going to have our Thanksgiving meal here. And we are having over another family.
Okay.
one of Vivian's classmates in her nursery school and her sister and parents, wonderful people. They'll be over here. and then Laura's father will be over here. And we'll make dinner for all
what's,
of them.
What's on the menu?
Well, once again, I think you just have to go back to last year and pull up the Thanksgiving episode, and you'll find all these things.
I just want to see.
It's going to be some fake turkey. It's gonna be
furky.
It's what is it called? It's the corn
tofurkey.
Corn? No, we don't do tofurkey because that has soy in it.
Oh, okay.
And I don't want to grow tits.
Soy titties.
Yeah.
Soy titties.
we'll get this. It's QURN, and it's a roast, and roast is a generous
term. Why is it Q-U? Why?
it's a British company, and that's how they spell it.
Is it made of corn?
It's corn. No, it's... Well, it may have some in it, but that's not the principal ingredient.
Right, okay.
They do this like turkey substitute and chicken, but it's done in different shapes. Like they'll do little nuggets. They call them CHICK apostrophe N, chicken chicken nuggets, and they're great. I mean, like, so we have Silas's friends over, and we're like, hey, you guys want some nuggets? Yeah, sure. And
where do you
so
get this stuff?
They have it at Ralph's.
Really?
Yeah. We make it, and they never once has anyone said, this doesn't taste like chicken.
So what do you
what
do you do for gravy, then? Do you guys do gravy?
No, there's a gravy that...
I guess you could do maybe like a vegetable-based gravy.
Yeah, they have it. They have packets.
How do you
of
feel
it.
About the corn turkey or whatever?
It's fine. It comes in, the roast is in the shape of a tube, like like a tube of Jimmy Dean sausage, and you cook it in that. You stab some holes in it. You cook it at 425 for an hour or whatever, and then we also throw vegetables, in there.
So instead of cutting the turkey, like that picture of the familiar picture of the father, the matriarch cutting the turkey, is it like you with a can opener opening up the
Thanksgiving dinner? Once it's done, then you just cut the ends and slice the thing and the liner off of there. Take the plastic or whatever it is off, and then you can just carve it in, quarter inch.
You should know what you should do is what? You should get it and then get cookie cutters and make like Christmas turkey.
You're going too far.
Why? You can do like stars.
I don't
snowmen.
Want to be reminded that it's not turkey. But it's actually very, very good. And what's really good is to have that stuff the next day in sandwiches. It's great for leftovers. It really is good. And you laugh at it, I know. And look, I can make a turkey here, but I'd be the only one that ate it because everybody else is
vegetarian.
Well,
that was my next question.
Then it would be
a
pain in the balls to do all
robbed?
Of that just for me. Yeah, somewhat.
Why don't you? You know what you should do is just like go out and treat yourself and get like a turkey sandwich somewhere. Or
I do that sometimes. You know what? I have a guilty pleasure.
What's that?
Around the holidays, the roasted turkey and stuffing sandwich that they had at Starbucks. It's on a ciabatta, loaf,
really?
Bun, and it has turkey, sliced turkey, roasted turkey, stuffing, and then some cranberry sauce on it, and it's dynamite.
You know what I've already been talking about? What? Is your little stuffing secret recipe thing.
Oh,
that's what's going to
be
happening pretty soon.
You're talking about with the waffle iron?
Yep.
Yeah.
We got a new waffle iron, too.
Oh,
so
God.
Yeah.
It's great.
I know.
So,
did you do that and then you just put like gravy over top of it? Or,
yes.
You know what I was thinking about doing?
What?
Is making two of them and then using those as make a sandwich.
You know what I've started doing?
What?
I don't know if I've talked to you much about this. With you gave me a recipe for, and Laura forwarded me a recipe for zucchini waffles.
Yeah, or no, for a grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah, grilled cheese that you make in the waffle iron.
Yeah, that's why we got the new waffle iron for this.
I have not been able to do that satisfactorily because because the cheese and shit and the egg and the zucchini waffles. Just sticks to our.
Oh, I've haven't had a problem at all with it.
It was a murder. What I started doing is making those. What I do is I make them on the griddle, and they're like in 5-inch
just
patties, really thin patties. So you make the zucchini,
shred
it up.
Do you have like a burger weight?
Yes,
yeah, I was going to say that would be perfect for
and
that.
And it's great. So I make a mess of those, fritters, and those patties, and then set them off, and wipe them off, and blot them, and all that. And then once I'm done with all those, then I make it just like I'm making grilled cheese. Throw two of them down there, then flip them over when that side's hot. Put cheese on there, and then smash it together, and it oozes out. It is awesome.
I'm making an excessive amount of stuffing this year, just strictly for that reason.
Oh, and no, the stuffing works great in the waffle iron.
Oh no, Oh, okay. That's right. You're talking about zucchini.
Yeah, the zucchini shit sticks, but the stuffing, it's fantastic. You end up with a stuffing.
Oh, so good.
Stuffing waffle.
Toasted,
toasted stuffing waffle that's crisp on the outside, but a little
and
bit.
It's buttery because you already got the buttery. Yeah.
A little bit gooey on the inside, and then so you take the butter or the gravy and you pour it in. It fills up the little holes in it, little compartments. Oh, my God.
You know what I made last year for the first time that I'm totally made, that I probably will make every year for the rest of my life? It was so good. Is giblet gravy.
Oh, wow.
Have you ever done that?
Well, my mom used to make giblets.
Yeah, well, my parents didn't do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I implore you people out there, don't throw the neck and the heart and the liver and the gizzards.
Yeah, all that shit, and she would chop it up really fine.
Well, the way I did is you threw it all in a pan and boiled it.
Yeah,
and
then
it just falls apart. You could just pull the meat off there, and then that's how you.
But yeah, but even after you do that, I think the liver is still like a harder thing.
Like yeah, it comes maybe. Out and then do you like
to,
liver?
You have to dice that up. No, not at all.
Really?
No. I cannot stand the metallic taste. You know what?
I had a few drinks the other night, and I thought of a good topic I wanted to talk about. Actually, I wrote two of them down. What's your favorite fruit?
We should save this.
Okay, we'll save it.
Save that for the next episode. Right.
But yeah, so Thanksgiving, we go over to our friends, right? They've kind of adopted us in, and they've got a big family, so it's like a big family Thanksgiving, right? But years ago, we did it a couple times, and every year I'd walk away for the Friday after Thanksgiving and be like...
Friday after what?
Friday after Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Friday after Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. And then I would feel like, not unfulfilled, but there was something missing. Well, and then I realized...
You wouldn't have any leftovers.
Yes, because the whole weekend is like, you can make the turkey Waldorf salad. You can just make all this turkey sandwiches, all this great stuff. So what we do is the Friday after the friends' Thanksgiving, we have our own Thanksgiving.
Is that what are you doing that this
yes.
year?
Yes. We've done it the last 4 years.
When we came in here, I said, what are you doing later today? And you said, I'm going... grocery shopping mm-hmm. because I got to get the turkey and everything. So you're going to go and have their turkey and then have your own
yes,
turkey.
So we can have leftovers and everything. Nice. And I'm doing it. I'm doing something new this year.
What's that?
I'm going to brine it.
Oh, you haven't brined before?
I've never brined before.
Oh, you got to brine. You know what I just bought?
A new bucket.
No.
An old bucket.
No, we had... A turkey baster,
yeah.
The one that I had in my briefcase for a long time
for no reason.
Well, the reason I put it in there was Mark started randomly like going through people's shit, and so I took out all of the stuff that I didn't want to talk about, and threw in a couple of things that were just weird.
I remember seeing that and asking you about it, and then like. 6 months later, it's still there. And I'm like, what the hell? I mean, like...
Anyway, sanitized it.
Turkey briner in his briefcase.
Sanitized that thing and, you know, was using it. And for usual reasons.
Turkey baster.
To inseminate women. No. the turkey, I was using it, like, you know, so with the zoodles, the zucchini noodles, for example, they even if you squeeze out everything you can, they're still going to have, you know, if you're making... some marinara or something and putting that together, it's going to end up soupy.
Yeah.
So you can, you know, take out some of that leftover liquid before you serve.
Oh, so you skim the top of it.
Yeah, just, you know, turn it to one side and get the puddle or whatever.
Yeah, in there, that's a good idea.
And so I was using it for that. Well, it was plastic. And I noticed on the, you know, I would put it on the iron skillet and it started to melt. I'm like, oh, that can't be good. So threw that thing out.
Melting plastic Indian dinner. Here you go, kids.
Well, I call it leech surprise. And so I ordered a brand new turkey baster.
It's a metal?
It is. It's stainless steel.
Oh.
Stainless steel with a black bulb to squeeze.
I didn't know they made stainless steel ones.
And here's the greatest part. Yeah. It has in the tip, you know, in the nozzle, the bottom. It has threaded.
The tip of the inseminator.
It's threaded, and it came with a 2.5-inch needle.
Yeah,
and the needle, like I could run you through with it.
Yeah,
it's sharp.
Turkey injector.
It is a syringe, and so you screw that in there like a needle to air up a basketball or something, a football.
Yeah,
and you screw it in there, and then you can. You know, soak up whatever with that thing and then
you should
jam
just,
it right in.
Just fill that thing up with tequila.
and put it in my veins.
Turkey. Oh. That too. But your veins.
Oh, God. But yeah, it's high powered. I can't wait to use it. But I don't have anything to use it on right now. I don't have anything to inject.
You can inject the tofurkey. Inject it with turkey.
By the way, you know what the tofurkey's soy.
So would you say it's a hot turkey injection?
Yeah. You know what this turkey substitute's made out of?
What? Beef. Pork.
No, it's made out of a fungus, like a mushroom. It's
okay. What? Do your best to describe what it tastes like. Is it like?
It's kind of like turkey.
Okay, because you know, like sometimes
it has the same.
Now they have like the veggie burgers.
Yeah,
they don't taste like burgers. They're still good, but they don't taste like a burger. Right. Sometimes, like, does this actually taste like turkey?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Does it have like? What's the consistent like? Is it like tofu? Or?
No, it's like white meat.
Okay, it'll turkey shred and everything.
You can tear it apart.
Hey, have you guys tried that vegetable based burger yet?
The
Joy Burger or something.
Joy Burger? Or are you talking about the Beyond Burger?
I don't know. It's the stuff
that's Beyond Meat Burger.
That's supposed to actually really taste like beef. Yeah, it's vegetable based.
And you cook it, and it still is kind of pink inside.
Yeah, and it looks like.
Yeah, and I was turned off of that for a while because I'm like, I don't know about that.
Have you tried it?
I don't like a pink. You know, hamburger to begin with, really.
Why?
Because undercooked ground beef.
It's not undercooked.
Is a trip to E. coli.
What about steak?
Well, you
like,
sure.
Like shoes out. Well, what's the difference?
Well, steak is it's kind of a whole food. You know, it hasn't been ground up and had.
Isn't it weird?
Haven't gotten shit in the beef from the the table.
You
where
know, you know, what's weird to think is like when you're eating ground beef that's like four cows.
Yeah. At least.
That's so gross. I still love burgers.
And it's, though. You know, it used to be that. What's that pink slime that they used to put in it to hold it together? Remember that?
Ammonia. Aren't they allowed to? There's like
a certain amount of ammonia.
Yeah, you're allowed to put. They're allowed to bleach.
Now with more ammonia.
No, they put that. Not ammonia, bleach. They're allowed to put bleach in burgers.
Wow.
Because it kills stuff.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. It makes you hungry, huh?
But anyway, it's good stuff. If I gave you a sandwich, make you a sandwich with that and some mayonnaise, you would like it. You would think it was pretty good.
Okay, so.
Yeah, it's like a chicken nugget. A chicken nugget is so far away from a fucking piece of chicken.
Oh, yeah,
it's
totally.
It's perforated and
really?
Ground
chicken
up.
Really? Chicken doesn't have dinosaur shape
and put together
pieces of breast?
Put together with fillers and all that kind
of
stuff.
Hey, look, this chicken is shaped like the letter F.
What is there anything else that's exclusive? Anything that you do? You're doing the giblet gravy this year. Anything that is
stuffing? Because it's a small. It's only going to be us, and it's mainly for like leftovers. We keep the sides small, but
you won't do yams or sweet potatoes?
I'll do regular mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes,
yeah, because I got the giblet gravy. Got to do some potatoes. So and we'll do the stuffing, and I'll do that little green bean casserole thing. Cause just
with the bacon on top?
No, with the cream of mushroom soup with the onions.
Oh, the onion, crispy onions?
I love that stuff. Yeah. And I think I'm going to make a pecan pie.
A pecan pie.
Except I make it with walnuts.
Ooh.
And yeah.
That's tasty. I bet that's even sweeter.
Oh, it's so that's good. Nice. Now, my question to you is after Thanksgiving, what do you do about the Christmas tree? When's that stuff go up?
Oh, that's a good question. If we had a plastic one, it might be earlier. Might be, you know, the weekend after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I do. I do mine either the Friday or Saturday after Thanksgiving.
We will do it. I can just look at the.
And that to me is the official kickoff of the Christmas season.
I can look at the calendar and tell you exactly when it's going to happen right now. We will do it the first weekend in December, right?
Which December 2nd?
December 1st or 2nd. And then the weekend after, you know, like the, well, I don't know, it might stay up for the. That's the thing is that you don't, if it's a live tree or, you know, recently dead tree.
Recently murdered tree.
Recently murdered tree.
tree corpse.
You don't want it up for 5 weeks.
You got to get plastic.
Because it gets dried. Oh, my God. The plastic, the smell of the real pine
just
tree.
Just buy the spray.
More chemicals.
I bought one of those pine cones that smell like cinnamon.
That's bullshit.
That's great.
Trees don't smell like
so good.
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon smells like the holidays.
No.
You don't
trees,
need.
Trees, no.
Just get a fake tree. I literally pull up the tree out of box. It's two pieces. Already pre-lit. Boom. Snagging together like a giant Lego. Plug it in. Well, everybody's happier.
Isn't that
big old plastic. I get all my Steelers decorations out and put them on top.
We go down
a Ben Roethlisberger ornament.
We go down to the Delancey Street lot where it's all felons.
Yeah.
With prison tattoos, you know, on their necks and teardrops in their...
Pick your tree out in Skid Row.
And they're the nicest guys, very helpful. And it's like homeboy's bread, right?
Oh, right. Those the tortilla chips.
Yeah, it helps you know, people that have fallen off the path to find it again and have meaningful work and, you know, gainful employment and so forth. And they're very helpful. And so we feel good about going there and spending money and getting a tree.
You know,
and
pay cash, right? Can't use your credit card. Can I see your ID, sir?
I have been. Huh. That's something to think about. But no, they're great. And then they deliver it like that a couple hours later. And it's, you know, easy peasy. Don't have to rent a car or a truck or anything.
We celebrate by walking out to the garage, grabbing the box off the top shelf. Kicking it across the kitchen floor.
It just smells so good, though. The real tree. Yeah,
but what about what happened last year?
What do you mean?
Didn't you get ants?
No, that's when we got the potted one, the living tree. When we got the ones that were in they're in a tub. It's in dirt. It grows. And they have them outside all year long.
It's such a fire hazard.
They have them outside all year long, and then you rent it. You have it in your house for a month, and then they come and get it and take it away. That's when I got the goddamn ants.
You gotta water it.
Yeah, yeah.
You got those needles all through your house. You have to water a plastic tree.
I understand that, but that's part of the pageantry.
But I like my tree to look like... It's fake, and I'm into that terrible. Oh, no. I love it. I want the gaudiest Christmas tree you could possibly find. Like, I want those. Do you remember those?
Is yours flocked?
What's that mean?
That white shit.
No, I don't do that. And I don't do like the white Christmas tree or that fake tinsel that you put everywhere. You know what I'm talking about? That cats eat, and you see a little tinsel turds.
The poop, yeah.
Walking around, he's got a little piece of tinsel hanging from his pink M&M. that's so gross.
From his
Did you ever see like a dog turd after he eats a balloon? it's like all twirled up in there.
Here's your title.
It's true.
What are you thankful for, Josh? Oh,
I'm thankful for my family, for my wife, for my kid, for all of our health. I'm thankful for the firemen that have done an insane service to just California in the last 2 weeks. I'm thankful for the police officers that are out there keeping our community safe. And I'm thankful for you.
Hey, thanks, man.
I'm thankful for this time that we get to spend together each day. And I'm thankful for the Rooneys.
The Rooney family from Pittsburgh?
For owning the Pittsburgh Steelers. Thank you. I appreciate it. What are you thankful for?
I also am infinitely thankful for my family. People ask me if I'm happy, and I tell them I won the lottery 3 times.
You say you know it, and then you clap your hands.
Yeah. I'd like to win the lottery 4 times, but I've won it 3, and that's pushing your luck. I've got wonderful kid and boy and wonderful daughter, and Laura's amazing, and that's the most important thing. I'm thankful for my health, such as it is.
I'm thankful for my hip.
I've got some weird shit going on with that right now.
We'll get it taken care of.
But
we'll get you out there kicking 40-yard field goals again.
Yeah, I sure hope so. Very thankful for that. Thankful for I'm thankful for the radio station I work at. Yep. I love going into work there. It's so much fun. The music, 88.5 FM. If you haven't checked it out, please do. It's just great music, and it's, you know, it's nothing like I've worked at before. I'm thankful for the listeners to this.
Good call.
We don't even put, you know, commercials or anything in this because
what do we call them? Yaffers.
Yaffers.
We're thankful for the yaffers.
Thankful for the yaffers. And all, you know, all my friends and family around the country.
You know what? We made a terrible mistake.
What was that?
I'm thankful for Larry Morgan and Sam Farmer.
Oh, fuck them. haven't bothered to show up once in a while.
Thankful for those two who are currently
on assignment.
There you go.
How did I not get that done?
I know.
Sometimes we get
off the track. Can people get a hold of you?
On my crotch.
No. Wait, we forgot. Call us.
Oh, yeah. The YAF line.
We got a phone line.
There's a phone line. You can leave any message you want. Call 626-657-6428. That's the YAF line. 626-657-6428. Or O, the letter O, a muck PM hat.
Maybe.
O-A-M-O-K PM hat.
AMOK.
AMOK. AMOK.
And you can find us also on Facebook. I know. My name is AMOK. This is my friend Andy.
I'm on Facebook. It's DJ Andy Chanley. And I'm on Instagram, Andy Chanley. And on Twitter, Andy_Chanley.
And you can also find your artificial friends on Facebook, too. And hook us up there.
Oh, you know who I forgot to say I was thankful for?
Who?
Aaron Al.
Good.
Guy who,
do it right now.
Aaron, I'm thankful for you.
There you go.
He posts all of that the stuff about the podcast. He's the best.
The bee's knees.
Is there anybody else we forgot? Anybody we're conspicuously leaving out? I sure hope not.
I guess I should thank my parents for having me.
They were on the show.
Yeah, that's about it. And thankful. I guess I'm thankful I have a job. if you want to email me, joshuajfligger@gmail.com, and that's it.
And if you contact Larry or Sam, tell him to call us sometime.
Tell him to call on the line and leave a message.
No, I know Sam's up to his neck in NFL this weekend here in town.
Because the game that he was, if you remember, last time we talked about it, he was supposed to go to Mexico City to that
game.
Right,
and they got relocated
moved,
here.
So I'm sure his...
Because the field was perforated.
Yeah. Yeah, did you see it?
Yeah, it was like... It was even worse than the Foxborough.
It looked like somebody patched together like 18 different carpets.
Yeah,
it was like of different colors.
Do you remember when somebody gave the Patriots shit about the condition of their field, and Bill Belichick said, "It's not my job to pull weeds." What an asshole!
Do you remember the worst one I ever saw was Heinz Field. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. People would break their ankles and
shit. No. One time they changed in the middle of the season. It was against the Miami Dolphins, and they changed the sod like the week before, right? And it didn't take. So that I think they had to hurry up and rechange it again. Then like this insane hurricane came in, and it started to downpour, and it got so bad that the Dolphins punted one time, right? And the Steelers just waved it off, and the ball came pointy side down and went right into the turf and just stayed there, like a yard dart, like a jart or whatever those things are called. And the Steelers won 3-0, and it was like a Sunday night primetime game. That was the worst I've ever seen a football field. You could see people like running and see where their footprints, like you would just see like Hines Ward's ankle deep in sod. Like they weren't running pass patterns. They were just like, hopefully somebody will kick a field goal. I think Steelers kicked a field goal like on the last play of the game to win. And it barely went through. All right. Steelers story of the week.
Yeah. Hey, so happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yep.
We'll be back with you next week with another installment. Mm. And I just like to say that
when the people that you know don't like you, and you treasure friendships in, tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friends. Sound like you hit a little clam there at the beginning, did you?
I got your clam.
Enjoy your clams. Hot clam injection.
Jam that with your clam out.
Check out my stainless steel clam injector.
Ooh, careful with the needle. Put your needle right
in
here.
I'll give you a fleshy clam injector.